Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
It's so funny. My son asked me last night, we were driving by the high school, and he said, this young couple was standing outside and they were hugging and they were kissing. That was really cute. I said, look over there, because we were at a red light. And he was like, did you ever do that at school? He didn't say, did you ever do that at school? Now you've listened to our podcast, so you know. Yeah. He said, did you ever have a boyfriend like that at school? And I said, yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't do that. I had a boyfriend at school, but I didn't do that.
Like a real one?
Yeah.
In school?
Yeah, but I didn't like talk to him at school.
Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy.
Today, it's Friday. We did a Wednesday. Wow, we are really back-to-back on these.
We are back-to-back.
But my hair would be not my mind, so I could put it up. It looks too good.
So I know, right? When you have a good hair day, you just gotta go with it.
So we've realized that this is the one everyone listens to, because last two weeks ago, Nat confessed about who she was sleeping with at the...
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. And you know that some of the people came up to me and said, well, first of all, would you sleep with me? Well, because, you know, I was talking about dads at the rink, and I just want everyone to know, if you're listening, I'm putting my glasses on so it looks different.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm talking about your husband. I'm also not saying that I'm not talking about your husband.
I mean, you come to my rink now. So there are so many people that you could possibly be sleeping with. So everyone just get over yourself.
And I know who she'd sleep with. And those of you that think it's you, it's not. The ones who it is, they don't know it's them. That's the tricky thing.
Well, and the other thing is, it's like the ones I'm really talking about and not spoken more than a couple words, and some no words to.
That's what I mean. If they've listened to it, it's not them.
That's, I mean, I think that at this point in our life, when we are looking and talking to men,
I'm sorry to the most of you, but after a brief conversation and we know that, like, what happened?
You have neck hair. I'm not sleeping with you.
Like, it's just there are so many things wrong with you, aged and pen, that if I...
That's why Kristen goes younger.
Yes. There is so many things that would make me immediately not fantasize about you in bed. It has to basically be someone I've almost never met before.
Now, here's a question for you. Do you find dadhood, fatherhood attractive? Like, is that a sexy?
I would say, that's so funny. Because I remember when we were younger and you'd see like a dad with his kid and be like, oh, that's so cute. That's so hot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Paired with a baby. No, I talk anything about five, not attractive.
I think it's kind of cute. I'm like, oh, remember that? But I'm also like, you're probably so annoying. Like, you're probably like
a bad dad.
Not a bad dad, but I know that the woman at home is just like, oh, with you. You know what I mean? Like, she's not just like still like, oh, look at you and your beanie.
Wait, the baby's like skin to skin?
Oh, it's just, no. We do not have any delusions anymore of like the romancing, the whole like hot dad thing. Like, we are beyond. We are too aware.
Romancing the hot dad.
It's now old. Young women, if you think that's adorable, and yeah, you go with it. Hot. There's nothing about a dad with a baby Bjorn that's turning me on.
Really?
Nothing about a dad with a
Bjorn. Oh, they're so cute.
It's adorable.
Oh, wow. That's not sensual. You used to get attracted to that.
I think, before you have kids, you see a dad like that, and you're not, oh, like, he's kind of good looking. He's got a baby. Like,
oh, before you have kids.
Yeah.
I use visual. Oh.
Oh, like, oh, that'd be, I'd love that.
That would be, oh, look at him. One and eight, guy.
We know far too much about the insides of parenthood and men as they age and men as parents to be, like, fantasizing about it. So I would say,
Almost, he's gone for you.
I'd say almost sexier if I were to meet an older man who's like, I never had kids.
Yeah.
So he's mad. First of all, I have kids. So I don't want to have to compete with your kids and the whole step thing. And
okay.
I'd rather not. Yeah, I've never had kids. This man that I had right now, he's so handsome and he's just got his private plane.
He's like TJ.
He never had time.
He's too busy.
He was so busy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And he just doesn't have kids. He's not against them. He's a great uncle.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great uncle. Yeah. He's a great guy.
But your kids are grown, so it doesn't even matter.
They matter now. It's just you.
He's just like, invite them to the house in the Bahamas. I'd love to have them. I love kids.
I love to hire kids.
And all of your kids in this fantasy are well-dressed, well-behaved. They are, when they come visit, everyone's just like, a picture of like, just, it sounds like you're just,
well, they're all like at least teenagers.
Oh, no, they're all grown ups. They're all like cool to like roll in.
No,
they're all,
yeah.
Like, you know, no one's got issues.
No,
they're out looking for a step.
No, I have braces. Everything
that free nope needs Invisalign.
Everything's just good.
They're just, we have dinners together.
Yeah, no one's got a cold.
No,
no one's got strep throat. It is just,
yes,
just,
it's lovely having them around.
Lovely.
I love having them.
Yeah, and they keep their issues to themselves. Yeah.
They bring their girlfriends.
Oh, we're a lovely.
Oh my God, they're so easy and great.
So that's who he is. Yeah. So, anyways, it's not you.
Any of you? It's only like two of you. I know who you are,
and we don't know your name. So I know your name.
You're out.
Yeah. Like a light, son.
You're sorry. So you can take this as your PSA. You're walking or you're marching or you're walking papers.
Yeah.
It's not you.
You can see yourself out. I'm curious, like, as people get older and they get divorced, we were just talking about a friend that we didn't even know, like a friend from a distance, we didn't even know was divorced.
Yeah.
I'm so curious how, because I have two friends who are single.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to watch the process of dating.
Oh, yeah.
With the education that we have about these aging men and they're having children and their fucking lives and their ear hair and all that. How you're going to go and meet a guy and just really just fall in love with him and have that sort of like fresh outlook on the romance.
I know what happens.
What?
I think what happens is you recalibrate realistic expectations.
Okay.
And then when you
recopulate.
Mm-hmm.
You are very aware if they have their shit together
okay.
or not together.
Okay.
And it's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
You know all of the, you have hindsight, so you know the issue.
Okay.
And so you fall in love with them as a person rather than as what the life could look like. You don't fall in love with what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
You fall in love with what it is, which is probably different than what you fell in love
for sure.
What you thought it could, because everyone yes. falls in love with thinking what it could be, not what it is.
Like you marry the guy because you imagine him to be the guy, the baby Bjorn, that's such a hot dad.
So crazy. That is so crazy that you make people with mm-hmm. someone. Like you actually make people with someone. And then you also.
A stranger, by the way. A stranger. The men that you're married to are strangers.
And then you all live together in this weird house, like
uh-huh.
all of you in one house. And then it's still a stranger. Like, you're not supposed to
no.
really, you know, talk to them until, for some reason, you grow up. And then you marry them and you, like,
transform. Unless you marry that guy that you, like, you've known since you were born. And then you're...
Well, then they become family. That's even weirder because now you're a family and you're making people with, and making a family.
If I think too hard about it, it feels weirded out by it. And then, like, so, like, you were a straight, you grew up a straight.
I don't know you. I don't share your bloodline. Not that you should marry someone in your bloodline.
But I don't share a bloodline with you. I have absolutely.
I don't even know what you look like when you were four.
No.
I don't even know if you were a student who was nice to the teacher.
I don't even know what your house smelled like.
I don't.
Or growing up.
No.
I don't know what you had for dinner.
No, I don't. I don't know when you were potty trained. I know nothing. I don't even know, like, what your friends were like.
I don't know, like, where you were in, like.
Like in the social status.
Oh, I know.
I don't even know what your first girlfriend looked like.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any. Or do you want to go talk?
Do you think they're the exact same as with their first girlfriends?
No.
Different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's go back and interview people. It'd be so fun.
It's so funny. My son asked me last night, we were driving by the high school, and he said, did you own this? Young couple was standing outside and they were hugging and they were kissing. That was really cute. I said, oh, look over there because we were at a red light. And he was like, did you ever do that at school? Did you ever? He didn't say, did you ever do that at school? Well, now you've listened to our podcast, so you know. Yeah. He said, did you ever have a boyfriend like that at school? And I said, yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't do that. I had a boyfriend at school, but I didn't do that.
Like a real one?
Yeah.
In school?
Yeah, but I didn't like talk to him at school.
But you didn't have a real boyfriend then.
Okay.
Like the one where you walk around and you hold hands.
No.
Exactly. We did.
No.
Speak.
Yes. And you hang out in a different crowd.
Yeah. No.
Just go secretly visit.
Okay.
And then you rest to my door.
You and I never had a boyfriend.
We walked out.
I was never going to walk down that.
Oh, holding hands.
Wait for lunch.
I'm choosing him or your girlfriends for lunch.
Never.
Oh,
my brothers wouldn't let me. That'd be crazy. They'd be like, what are you doing with that?
I never was a loser. And. Till I met my husband.
I know.
Although they like some, like, no, everyone's a loser.
But, like, yeah, you know those girls? We were just, we never had that.
And it happens in movies.
We had friends who were married in grade nine.
You know,
right. They would go, they would have lunch. They'd bring each other lunch. They'd, like, have sleepovers. I'm like, you are not. That's like a, it's like Olivia and Taylor having someone come over for the weekend and stay with us for the weekend and sleeping in their room.
My brother did that and so did yours.
And so did our good friend.
I know.
Lots of
friends. Their own brothers.
I know. And have them over for weekends.
And like on a Friday night, they check with each other what the plans are before your girlfriend.
Yeah, and you go to movies and stuff. And like, you're so boring.
Oh.
Know their parents.
I know.
You have dinner with them. And like, oh, we love her boyfriend or girlfriend. When I hear that now, I'm like,
oh my gosh. I think I told you that.
Wait,
I heard someone say that.
Quick break. Hold on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Finding your perfect home was hard. But thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And they were like, oh, we want to meet their parents. I'm like, this is just weird. Like, no.
Yeah, no. Oh,
and I also never, even if I did have a boyfriend, it was a fake boyfriend. Understandable. I never, like, introduced him to my parents.
Ew.
Uh-oh.
Ew.
Bring over your boyfriend.
We're so not American, like, high school girl.
I agree.
Bring over your boyfriend.
Ew.
Are you even asking me if I talk to boys?
Ew. Ew.
And I would never want my mom to, like, look at him.
No.
Look at her. And then
tell me. No, they're like, oh, do you fingering my daughter? That's why I never want to see any one of them.
I don't ever want to see any of them. I don't want to see you. I don't want to know you. And then I'll look at your fingers. I'll look at your mace. I'll look at...
Well, your teenage boys are so awkward. And then you'd have to watch your boyfriend be awkward in front of your parents, which is so awkward for you.
Ew.
And then I don't want to make... Oh, don't want to make him comfortable or for the girlfriend comfortable.
Yeah, get out of my house.
You know what? What are you doing here?
Only friends aligned.
Yeah, and just lie to me. We were just friends. Perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Our poor children. If you come over like this, ew.
Ew. Get out of here.
You know what? I'm going to do what you do. If I find you making out, I'm going to roll around on the living room floor with you.
Yeah,
watch. When you walk in, I'm gonna roll around on the floor dry humping. Watch me. I'm going to watch you on the Ring camera, and I'm going to call them down. I mean, get down here now. Get on top of me. Let me dry hump you. Then they're walking in. Ew, exactly.
And my God. I mean, I would only go and make out and, like, do things at, like, their house.
I'm saying if I catch them.
No, I know. I would only do it at their houses when their parents were at home.
That's the, I don't think kids are as smart these days. So if I do find that, I'm going to let them know that they're...
Call me over.
You still do it too. Get your husband over here. I'll just dry hump for you.
Just go and rough back. I will dry hump around the house, and then we'll also, like... open the door and do confetti guns. Like, if Max has a girl upstairs, we'll do confetti guns and we'll scare the shit out of her. She'll never want to come back.
I'm so good at a confetti gun.
Yeah, like, they're in the room and they don't think that we're hot.
But then we have to
call because we forgot something.
Yeah.
We needed a tampon.
So we're wearing a confetti gun.
So we burst it open and she's like, your moms are crazy.
Yeah, no, she won't. We've done so
fun. I know. We've had fun as some hugs.
They got confetti guns.
Yeah. So I told him, he's like, well, what was his name?
And I told him his name. He's like, oh, is it? Do you still know him?
Yeah, I talk to him all the time on Facebook.
But I don't have it Facebook anymore. So all my boyfriends are gone.
They can't see what you're doing anymore. This is a really big blessing for you.
No, it's not a blessing.
I look so good on everything we post.
Do. Mostly half.
Half I look bad.
I know.
Half
I look
you.
Like, wow.
That's really, really curled around.
Their wives must be so glad our face.
No, like, who was that one?
Them who got half.
Their show off place.
It's in the time. That's our, what's it we call it? That's our catfishing
plot. Yeah.
Where we're like, look what we did.
Look what we did.
Look at who we are.
Look at what we look like.
Look at us on Canadian TV. Look at us.
Look at us with makeup on.
Look at us.
No, I'm like, here I go.
Here
in the male tents. Oh my God, we're so fine.
Oh my gosh. You have millions of followers.
Yeah, not anymore.
Guys, if you're listening to
that, got
so sad for you. What are you going to do? You can't. There.
I'm going to have to start posting on my personal.
You have no flex anymore over there.
No flex.
That's
crazy.
Facebook
is where we came from.
Well, because they could all perv us. They could all, because you can't really search Instagram and see your highlight reel. I mean, our whole Facebook was kind of our life history. So you could really have a lot of
people with
lawyers.
We don't have a business anymore. We went out of business.
Let's start rumors.
We broke.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Canada didn't really get hacked. They broke up. This is the easiest way to tell you all.
By just removing Facebook because it has the most amount of followers.
Yeah, it's gone.
Well, that and TikTok.
You know, part of one segment we should include in the show is something to do with the ex. I would wish we could call ones so bad.
Probably ask.
I know it doesn't. No, I would.
Do I have any exes that have the balls to come on our show? That's the question.
Just do a quick phone call. Someone can. One's a cop. I feel like he would be a good. I mean, one's a convict and one's a cop.
So, I mean, There's a few. I'm just thinking if anybody, like, I feel like if my ex-boyfriend became kind of public and he wanted to call me and have me talk about our relationship,
you'd say
no. No, I think I would. Sure. Also, come follow me. I'll take your numbers as well. But yeah, I'd forget. They'd be like, what's he like? And I'd say what he was like.
I think
one of them is kind of a little bit tiny public.
I only know two really well.
Really? Oh, but never met them.
No, but I know them really well.
Oh, I forgot about that one. You know, I forgot about that one. It's like, you know, we're all, I forgot about him for like, about.
What was that sucker?
He's not my boyfriend.
Is it the...
No, the one that's like in our world.
That's what I'm talking about.
Really? Oh, soccer. I've never seen him.
You saw him at hockey.
I never saw him. I did not put my eyes in that direction.
I saw him.
I knew you saw him
in the bar.
I know, but.
And you forgot about him?
Yeah, I just forgot about him for a little bit.
In the church. They tried. I don't know. So seen that.
Mm.
But that cute one.
Which one? Dan? Ah, I know. So cute.
It's kind of shy.
Who's cute?
Oh, that's even cuter.
I don't even think that kind of skin grows hair.
We'll just FaceTime. Just quick. Hi.
I know his number. Can we do it through Facebook?
I do.
But it has to be through Canva, right?
No, we can say, hey, I mean, believe that name. Hey, buddy. Just curious if you want to come be kind of shy. That's so cute.
I think a segment on ex-boyfriend would be so.
I don't think he ages badly.
Oh, I would. Well, we can go investigate.
I have.
Because there's not a lot of.
Does he live in Toronto?
Outside city, you know.
That's one of better.
Yeah, keep them at a distance. I don't feel like they leave the where they live. But his kids play hockey, but they're a lot younger than ours.
Well, just, you know.
You know, they seem like they're younger, but.
And they ended up.
You know what?
One might be
my baby's age.
I could put mine in. I could put my baby girl in hockey just so we could cross paths.
I don't think his babies are younger than my baby. Could they play against each other?
Yep. Two different leagues.
Oh.
What are the chances?
Yeah, I would love to incorporate something in our show with.
I would too.
Exes where like one of our. I know it's probably so inappropriate. It's probably wrong.
I love
so
it.
It's wrong than right now. Right now.
I know.
I'm just like curious.
You know what we could do is we could have a fake ex.
Okay.
But don't let them.
We have one.
Yeah.
And they won't know if it's a real, because I had so many. We wouldn't know if it's a real one.
Well, we could do, you know, how people have impersonation bands?
An impersonation of my exes. I'd have to give them a full report. I think we can get one.
I think we just play along. Or we could be, I think we should have a throwback segment to, like, high school. Like, Kat and Matt in high school. This is who they dated. This is who they...
Do you have pictures?
Of who I dated?
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure my friend does.
Do you know what I did?
You made a scrap.
No. I had pictures, and I
burnt them.
No. I took pictures of them, and of me and him, and I sent them to him recently. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Such pictures. Did I show you?
Sorry. I was not on that memo that you were doing.
Sorry. Excuse me. Breaking news. This is something you don't not tell me.
Okay, let me see.
I was like, oh, I just dropped...
Right, was that?
I don't know. You know why? You just dropped.
My kids and I were going through old albums.
A bomb on me.
We were literally.
So you just told me that you screenshotted a photo of you and an ex and then sent it to him.
Mm-hmm. I said, look how cute we were.
And what did he say back? Or yeah.
Or this is his wife. Please stop contacting.
I know.
You know, it's weird.
You know,
and why would you be threatened by a high school boyfriend?
Never be threatened.
I mean, if did you really like each other back in high school? Absolutely not. It was fake. It was fake news back then.
And it was, well, it was over twice.
Still, I know we didn't really like each other at all, just so you know. Like, I never really liked him. He never really liked me. It just kind of like,
he just sent a picture because you guys were cute.
Yeah, I showed you these.
You never showed them to me.
Oh. And you sent that to him. Are you going to show with people?
No.
I said, I thought you were going to show with people.
Oh my God, he's short. Mm-hmm.
Which one is that?
The one with good skin?
Yep.
Hello. He's Italian, so I guess he has new skin, but
I don't know this one.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I remember him. Oh, what did he say about your photos of him?
Oh, let me see.
You never looked? What's
no idea?
You? He said, wow, this is so crazy. That's it?
Yeah.
And then I was in a room with this one, and this one said, someone we work with said, I know him well. So I said, the picture. I said,
oh, so now we're just sending all kinds of texts and messages all around. I'm going to take a quick break and be right back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Look at you. What time did you send those at? Oh, we've got a long message. Oh,
whoa.
Oh, is it Barney?
I guess he was telling me about what he did in his life.
I mean, that's boring. Oh, he said he loves Jacob. So now it's just late at night, screenshotting, zooming in, and sending.
Well, okay, yeah, what it was is we were going through like a box of albums, and my kids were looking through them. And they were like, who's this? Who's this? And I was like, hilarious, screen grab, send. Because I feel like a bunch of my exes, once I got onto Facebook, I connected with them and had like normal conversations with them.
I don't really know the problem with talking to ex. Look, I don't talk to my exes just because they're losers, but like, I don't know.
Same, mine are cool.
I know, like, certified.
Like,
certified.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if there was a SDF, they would, in a walking paper, all of them would get them. Maybe it looks. All of them will get a loser stamp.
100%.
You know that, though.
Like, nature.
Not even.
Well, their wives don't think they're losers.
Well, losers. Well, they are, in case you don't. Oh, a sugar.
Because their wives aren't losers. Love.
People change and grow.
People change and grow.
You know what?
Yeah, they were
losers for me. You know what? They're great.
Great, amazing characters. And to the wives who married them, congratulations on such a prize.
I would not call it that a prize.
That's
what that isn't called a baggage.
Well, and you know what else?
That,
you know, the other thing is just like, you know what? This is so inappropriate. You know, it's so inappropriate. But I want to tell you something. You know why it's okay that I like would connect with them? Because
they weren't losers.
That's not the reason.
I was never in love.
Neither was I. So I never loved them.
No,
I don't hold like a.
Oh my God!
And plus, I wouldn't go back.
I don't look at them like both. That's the one that got away,
and that would have been a good life.
And I can't believe people actually think that way.
I know.
I'm like, oh, really? If you think that way, if you're holding on to an ex,
oh God!
Unless maybe you were together for a long time and you have divorced now.
But what if the ex was like a Greek catch and he actually?
How old are we?
Because now.
Like, saying you get divorced, like, oh, he was actually, and then you
maybe you're not even divorced.
Maybe you're really not. Oh, like, you have your ex from back in the old day.
Yeah, and you never
really. Like, J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Yes, and let's say that he broke up with you,
okay?
Or, two options. He broke up with you, or you moved to different, it didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
Okay, so you still holding a flame, and you're watching him on Facebook.
I mean, and his life looks amazing.
It is.
It's like everything was perfect. Yeah, even but now it's even better than it was.
And how long do you date for?
2 years.
I would got it. It just seems like so much work to go back there.
But some people would probably be like, I didn't want it to end with him.
Oh, I don't know what that feels like.
Neither do I. That's the best part.
So if you're married to someone who wishes it was somewhere else, that's shitty too.
Yeah.
But I would just not be married to that person. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But maybe you need to have another option because, like, he moved on and that just wasn't realistic for you. Like our book. Like, they don't want to break up with each other. It just kind of had to happen. But they would always kind of be
sexually charged. He was with the other one too. So the ex he ran into. So, I mean, some people are just going to be sexually charged. Mm-hmm. That is not in love.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the one who got away. That's a fuck you fucked or like to fuck again.
You know what I don't appreciate? You tell me. Exes that don't post updated photos of themselves.
Well, there's a reason they're not. They're busy.
Do you think yours have aged well?
No.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Hell no. This is the thing, guys. We're talking about...
I mean, the only reason why is because I don't like them.
Oh, that's cute. Like, maybe they're good looking to someone else?
Totally. I mean, I would hope for their partners they are really attractive to them.
I know.
I hope they're like, wow,
yeah,
sexy beast.
It would suck if you had an ex that became better looking with age.
Me.
Hey, I totally think me and you. No, we're so, like,
better. I mean, we think so, which probably means it's better.
100% means it's better.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think that how many guys are all of a sudden getting a better body out of nowhere? And, you know, girls do sometimes.
I do.
Show me one.
Okay.
Just give me
an example. I won't say it out loud.
Give me an example of someone who's gotten better with their body since they were 25.
I think people grow into themselves and grow out. Like, they become more... I think some men... Because some men are very skinny. And then when they get older...
They fall out?
Yeah. And then you're like, wow, that is a handsome man. Where before it was just like a...
I'm going to need an example.
I'm going to try to find one. I don't scour the internet. I don't post updated photos, except you can find me publicly.
Anywhere.
I mean, privately, you can't find me.
Nobody's privately looking at you because they can publicly see you.
I'm just saying, if you were to say, oh, if you want to see what my husband looked like, if you wanted to see what my life was like in terms of our family, like, you wouldn't know much.
No.
So we're very good at keeping things under wraps in terms of...
They can find it, though, from not that long ago.
We're talking probably 5 years ago.
I think there's a picture from last summer.
Okay, yeah, last summer of all of us, but not... Like, not deep, not in bathing suits.
Okay.
We are constantly updating, right? Like, constantly. But in terms of what our family life is like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
You can't really find.
I'm not interested in family life.
Well, you
bodies. Men's bodies.
You just want to see that you aren't sitting in bathing suits.
I'm just trying to think of any man that I can think of now that looks better. Some of them look the same. That looks better than when he was 25 that I know.
How many did you see naked at 25?
I mean, I saw them in clothes and just thinking, like, I don't know anyone who's had like a glow up, a male glow up, but women, tons.
Okay. I think we need to go do something.
Let's find a glow up.
For your definition,
I'd say.
Like, for your,
like, a guy that you run into and you're like, it seems like, you look amazing. And I'm not trying to be mean here, but I've run into a few guys from high school recently.
Yeah.
Oh, have you? Not that I did it.
I think the hard thing is, too, though, as you get older, you remember what they used to look like.
Yeah.
And now you think about, now when you see them, you haven't seen them over time, and you see them.
Let me say this. I've run into some women.
They're like, wow.
And I can count. Sorry, not kidding. I can just think off the top of my head a bunch that have had glow up.
I'm like going through my head right now. I'm like trying to think of men that I know that you know. And I'm trying to think of, like, in my brain, do I know a few?
And some stay the same. I'm thinking right now in my head of a bunch that stay the same.
Okay.
But they have gotten better
Remember I told you that I ran into this woman?
All right, I glanced through Facebook right now. Looking, it's all women. Keep going.
I ran into a woman at a party that I literally hadn't seen since her children were in preschool.
Okay.
And I remembered her so well. Liked her. You liked her too. But I remember what she looked like. And I
liked that. You liked her too.
You liked her too. She's a nice lady. All those moms at our preschools were nice ladies.
I love that little world. That was cute. We were so cute then.
I remember thinking to myself that she looked kind of, in my head, she looked kind of old for how that her kids were the same age as ours.
Okay.
So I thought she was a lot older.
Yes.
Well, I run into her this past year at a party.
And you're like, oh, my Lanta.
She looks younger than she looked when she had her kids in preschool. I said, whoa.
And it isn't from plastic surgery.
I said, whoa, you look amazing. She goes, I got a divorce.
Wow.
Here's my new boyfriend.
Wow.
I'm telling you, her style, her skin, her confidence, the way she stood was just like, she was sexy. She went from what I thought looked kind of old to sexy.
Okay.
Yeah. And confident.
That's called confidence.
It was
right.
I don't know if I know that many men.
Mm.
Like, I'm trying to think of a man that I knew from high school that I would know now. Don't know many.
Oh, well, I've got a bunch I can show you. And then I can show you what they look like now.
Like, I'm trying to,
you know where you can find their updated?
Where?
Like LinkedIn. Although a lot of them have been from like Canada.
I'm trying to think about what man I know.
My brothers.
Okay, think about all these friends.
Miami. They all look the same to me.
Sam is good. Sam's fine.
I got nothing about a glow.
I'm thinking of all of them. They look like they are the... I wouldn't be like, yeah, where are
I
you?
I think of who they are, too.
They're all...
Sam.
Sam.
Oh. And just someone just crossed my eyes. I'm just going to put it this way. It's someone we both know.
Yes.
Well. I haven't seen in a while.
You are so much more attention to detail. I'm terrible at detail.
I am asked if you've seen him recently.
Okay.
He just, so much potential.
Oh, I know someone who's got a blow up. But I won't tell you here. I'll tell you when we get off of this. But yeah, no, you make a good point about the whole
Tom Brady's had a glow up.
Oh,
God. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What a glow up.
My husband's like, those are out of your plugs. I'm like, that is
1,000%.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
They look great.
It looks amazing.
That is new. No,
those are American hair plugs.
Yeah, they are amazing.
Donkey is good.
Expensive Tom Brady. American is out.
No, he has like a different person.
Oh my God.
He actually looks so much more handsome.
Oh my God.
Yeah, when he's like football.
Absolutely.
Like in his, more handsome now even than when he was like married to
1,000
please.
Skin?
Yep. No, he looks like,
I wasn't attracted to him before,
but after watching,
you know, he is so handsome.
Oh,
I wouldn't say that.
I would say sexy.
But he's funny.
Right, yeah.
He is way different than you think he is.
Mm-hmm.
He was...
Yeah.
He is a handsome...
If you were walking down the street, you'd be like, who is that man?
I think about that often. Is if we ever were to walk down the street, it happened... I think about that one time. Well, actually, now it's happened 2 times. Want to take a break?
We're done. It's over.
You just want to say, one time, we were younger, and we walked by a guy on the street, and the both of us looked at each other like...
I mean, this was like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen him since.
Never seen him since. Such a handsome devil. And then it actually happened to us probably last year.
We think he must have had a glow up because he was glowing.
Yep.
We were like,
what the hell?
Oh, now that we had met him before.
Oh, and he doesn't look like that on right.
He doesn't look like that on. And we met him before in person.
Yep.
And we didn't really feel anything.
Nope.
And then I was like, whoa.
I don't know if it's staying.
Nope.
No, 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 no.
Because I didn't necessarily reconnect him.
He just had a glow up.
He was handsome AF.
He got thicker.
Working out.
And they just like, he grew into his manhood.
Grew into his manhood.
You know? So there's a glow up.
He grew into his manhood.
We have one.
We're going to go search for some more glow ups.
And glow ups, I think you mean who grow into manhood gracefully rather than fighting. Like there's, I think they get more confident, some of them, with time.
But it also for me includes maintaining,
I think it's style.
I think they do.
Oh, they feel good about themselves.
Skin.
I think
hair.
I think they do.
Mm-mm.
Some of them really just I mean, that you were looking at. I know I'm saying, I think if you will grow into, just like us.
You feel good about yourself.
Yes. You begin to feel good. You dress, like, look at you getting dressed these days.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I'm going to feel good about myself. I think men sometimes are like, I don't have to.
Right.
I'm just going to, this is who I don't have to do. They don't have to do makeup. They don't have to do hair.
Yeah. They don't have to. All they have to worry about is just like their clothes and their haircut.
Yeah.
Shaving.
Yep.
And that would be good enough for us.
And you got to go. Peace out, y'all. Bye. We'll see you next week.